Long, long ago, a race of people, the Celts, came from the Mediterranean via Spain and Ireland to Scotland. There they met, fought, and mixed with the earlier inhabitants of this country. In turn, they themselves were invaded and influenced by the Norse, who in fact founded some of our distinguished clans. When the Norsemen stopped raiding these shores, the race bred true, for there have been no further invasions of the Highlands. Because of its geographical situation, the west and north of Scotland tends to be isolated from the rest of the country. There was some contact by boat with Ireland and with the mainland of Europe, but little contact with the south of Scotland or with England, since these land routes were often long and hazardous. As a result, changes in the way of life of the Highlander have been gradual, coming mainly from influences within the community. So the culture which developed in the Highlands, and in particular the music, was based on native genius, reflecting the characteristics of the race. It depended to some extent on the instruments of music which were available, but largely on the inborn taste for what was good or bad in this art. All nations have produced their own characteristic music in such circumstances, but it's unlikely that any has excelled the Highland Scots in the wealth and diversity of their compositions. For the human voice, they evolved some of the most touching melodies, such as Cúan na hÉireann, Lament for the Maid,